Now turn to page 28 for this month's culture event, the film Downsizing, starring Matt Damon. We've heard of actors losing several kilos in their attempt to win an Oscar, but for this film, Matt Damon loses a lot more. Here's what our critic has to say about it.
It's not often that a science fiction comedy gets called a masterpiece, but opinion is unanimous about this month's Downsizing, starring Matt Damon. While so many American movies try to impress by going big, bigger effects, bigger action, bigger explosions, the talented writer-director Alexander Payne, Sideways and The Descendants, has succeeded by going small. Literally, Damon plays Paul Safranek, one of a number of Americans who choose to become just 12 centimeters tall via a process called cellular miniaturization. At this reduced size, Paul naturally needs far fewer resources to live. The modest savings he had in his old life are now sufficient for him to live like a king in the miniature community of Leisureland, populated by other downsized Americans like him. But of course, it's not going to be that simple, and Paul soon discovers that all the problems of the normal world exist in Leisureland as well, but sometimes in new forms. Downsizing is by no means the first story to explore this theme, joining a line of classics of miniaturization. Like the best of those, Payne's film employs the concept as a metaphor for something completely different, in this case, a perceived crisis of masculinity among American males. It's about how men today feel small and unable to control their own lives, traditional male qualities of size and strength being irrelevant in a changing society. Part comedy, part dystopian sci-fi, part sincere human drama, Downsizing has to be a contender for Best Picture at this year's Oscars. So far, the award has never gone to a sci-fi film. Alexander Payne's Little People may be about to make it big.